Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to fit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Maino told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's good, people? What's going on, family? Tonight is Thursday, September 29th, 2011. Pre-game radio coming to you special tonight because we won't be able to have a show tomorrow, but we'll be in the building tomorrow. You already know what it is, 347-857-4302. Later on tonight, we got Amy Miller in the building. You know, of course, we're going to be recapping, and you got some fresh music, and pretty much chopping it up with the lady, you know what I'm saying? Amy Miller, who did her thing, 106 Squad Freestyle Fridays, and, you know, she got her Dime Not a Dollar mixtape out, so go check it out, that Pip, Reverb Nation, just... You know what I'm saying? Stress for us all there. But anyway, we're going to get to some joints here. You know how we do it. The throwbacks come first, and then we come back in, and we do the damn thing. So hit us up, 347-857-4302. It's pregame radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black, and we'll be right back.
Make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the solo whiz, so Eric B, make him clap to this. 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 I don't bug out a pill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance with this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. Every bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix. Think of this, so I'm on my tooth, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut will make a bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. The eruption is like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style or the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every beat is on the cut, and my name is Rakim. Make a clap to this.
dollars be born. And my name's the R. AKA I am not like the rest of them. I'm not on the list. That's what I'm saying. I drop rhymes like a scientist. My melodies in the code. The very next episode has the mic off and distorting, ready to explode. I keep the mic at Fahrenheit. Freedom's easy to make them cola. The listener's system is kicking like solar. As I memorize, advertise like a poet. Keep you going when the flow is smooth enough. You know it's a rough. That's why the mural on my story, I tell a B. Nobody beats the R. Check out my melody. Microphone fiend, addicted soon as I seen one of these forms, people they don't have to scream. I couldn't wait to take the mic, flow into it to test it, let my melody play, then a record suggested. I'm dropping bombs, but I say peace and calm. Any MC that disagree with me, wave your arm. And I'll break when I'm through breaking, I'll leave you broke. Drop the mic when I'm finished and watch it smoke. So stand back, you wanna rap all the back and wait. I won't push, I won't beat around the bush. I wanna break upon those who are not supposed to. You might try, but you can't get close to. Because I'm number one, competition is none. I'm measured with the heat that's made by sun. Whether playing ball or bobbing in the hall, or just writing my name in graffiti on the wall. They shouldn't have told me, you said you control me. So now a contest is what you owe me. Pull out your money, pull out your cut, pull up a chair. My name is Rockin' My Law, and all right, A's and Barrah, switch it around. It still comes out all so easily. Will I E-M-C-E-E? My repetition of words, just check out my melody. Some bass and treble is moist, scratching and cutting a voice. And when it's mine, that's when the rhyme is always choice. I wouldn't have came and said my name and run the same week. Putting blurs and slurs and words that don't fit in a rhyme. Why waste time on the microphone? I take this more serious than just the poem. Rockin' party to party, backyard to yard. I tear up, y'all, and bless the mic with the guard. The rhyme is rugged at the same time, sharp. I can swing off anything, even the swing of a harp. Just turn it on and start rocking. Mine, no introduction. Till I finish dropping signs, no interruption. When I approach, I exercise like a coach. Using a melody and add numerous to notes. So when the mic and the R-A-K-I-M is attached like a match, I was right again. Rhymes are poetically kept in alphabetic steps. Put in an order to proceed with the momentum, except I say one rhyme out of order. A longer rhyme, shorter, or pause. But don't stop to take recorder. First rhyme editor, melody arranger, poet, etc. Extra events, the grand finale like bonus. I am the man they call the microphone. Swift wisdom, which means wise words being spoken. Too many at one time, watch the mic start smoking. I came to express the rap I'm manifesting in my way, and I'll be the other words so test. MCs that wanna be this, they're gonna be this if they don't get from in front of. All they can go get is me a glass of Moet. A hard time, sip your juice and watch the smooth for wet. I take seven MCs, put them in a line, and add seven more brothers who think they can rhyme. Well, it'll take seven more before I go for mine. Now that's 21 MCs, eight up at the same time. Easy does it, do it easy. That's what I'm doing. No fessing, no messing around, no chewing, no robbing or buying. Bite and why borrow? Just lava, stop trying, fighting to follow. My unusual style will confuse you a while. If I was water, I'd flow in denial. So many rhymes, you won't have time to go for yours. Just because of a pause, I have to pause. Right after tonight is when I prepare to get another sucker duck MC out there. Cause my strategy has to be tragedy, catastrophe. And after this, you'll call me your majesty, my melody. Here's my melody. Eric B. Synthesized it, I memorized it. Eric B made a cut and advertised it. My melody created for MCs in the place. You try to listen, cause some different vents will pick up your face. Shook off your neck, cause you try to detect my pace. Now you're drugging, almost drugging off my rhyme like bass. Some melody that I'm styling, smooth as a violin. Rubbing up the break, New York from Long Island. My wisdom is swift, no matter if my momentum is slow. MCs still stand stiff, I'm genuine like leather. Inclined to be clever, MCs your beats are all I'll say, oh never. So Eric B, cut it easily, and check out my melody.
Down.
Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Welcome back to Pre-Game Radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. Ev in the building. Ev, what's good?
No problem, son.
You know, we're here chilling tonight. Special guest. Big shout out to the whole lot. Whole lot's a lit up. Big shout out. Everyone's waiting. Of course, we got some music for y'all and everything like that. But Ev, what's going on in the papers? Who need they ask me so far today?
Well, I mean, damn, son, I just got on the line. You know, I'm still recovering from an illness from last week. I'm saying let's do our little chit-chat, then we can get into who needs they ask me. All right?
All right, well, in other news, the trial for Kyler Murray has started this week. Jury's been selected. They started the opening arguments on both sides. And I'm actually just hoping whether he's found innocent or guilty, you know, the personal feelings of me being a fan and everything like that. I just hope that he does get a fair trial and justice is served, point blank, period. Also, before we go any further, we got to give, a big rest in peace to Sylvia Robinson, who was pretty much the mother of rap. She formed the Sugar Hill Gang, who brought us, you know, Rappers Delight, things of that nature. She passed this morning. She was 75, and without her vision for hip-hop, we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves.
Wow. Shout out to her. Rest in power, Sylvia. Real talk. I haven't been following the trial. You know that I was Michael's number one fan and that I'm, to an extent, still devastated by his death, his untimely death at that. I do have someone that I know who is closely following the trial, and that would be Aisha. She's on it every day. So I'll try to get her to call in and maybe do some commentary about it. I don't know if I want, and it's not fair, but I don't want him to have a fair trial. It's not fair that, and this is the debate that I had with Aisha about just the negligence. It's when you become a doctor, you take that Hippocratic oath. And regardless of the fact, her thing is, well, money talks, bullshit walks. He wanted the money that Michael was going to pay him, allegedly $250,000 a month while he was on tour to be his doctor. So her thing is he was motivated by money, and if someone says, hey, I'll give you an extra $10,000, you know, you just come and give me this medicine to help me sleep and so on and so forth. And she posed the question to me, you know, what would I have done? And, you know, I just told her simply, and this is real talk from the bottom of my heart, I probably would have had to walk away and say, look, Mike, I don't think I could work for you because I can't, in good conscience, and knowing what and having the knowledge of what's healthy for you and what's not healthy for you, I can't sit here and help you deteriorate or not take care of yourself, you know, or abuse prescription medication. I just couldn't do it. And it's not even about the matter of how much money he'd be waving in my face. It's me being able to look in my own face in the mirror or me being able to even have a decent night's sleep knowing that I'm, you know, just blatantly wrong. It's one thing to do shit and you don't know what you're doing because then you can be in blissful ignorance. But it's something else when you know exactly what you're doing and you know what's fucked up and you do it anyway. Money is not enough motivation for me. I'm sorry. That's just, it's just not enough.
And you know what? Actually, I would have to agree. But like you said, not everyone's like that. You know, they see the green. They see, oh wow, $10,000, and they look at the short term. Oh, I'm gonna get all this X amount of money, and things like that. So pretty much, it breaks down to ethics and morals. Like, why do something that you know could have a negative effect for a $2,000? Like if I'm thinking like this, wouldn't it be more smart to keep him alive so therefore he pays more money?
That's a thought. Of course it is. You know, that would have made more sense. But it's like, not even so much that. It's like this is a musical icon that we're talking about here, and regardless of the fact, the best, what would have been in his best interest to have been like, well, you know, I can't do this for you, but if that was the case, you know, if that was the case, I can't do this for you. And then I would have, you know, told, you know, I would have got in touch with a family member, whoever it was, he was close to him, and be like, yo, you know, this nigga need an intervention. He needs something. He wants me to, you know, violate my code of ethics and, you know, the Hippocratic oath that I took, which is to, you know, have the best interest of the patient, you know, with wellness in mind. He wants me to violate. I can't do that. Y'all need to get him some help. You know? But put me on mute for a second, son.
All right, so hit us up 347-857-4302. We got some, you know, we got to get some music going. Hit us up 347-857-4302. You know, let us know what your thoughts on the whole Michael Jackson trial is. What would you have done in that situation? If you were Skyrat Murray and you were offered X amount of $1,000 to go, you know, outside of your code of ethics, you know, what would you do? Hit us up. We got Amy Miller coming through real shortly. Check this out. Join our Willie B Money Train on Pregame Radio.
One shot, one kill, blowing on the sycamore. Trees, sour D's, enemies try to squeeze at me, clap me, cause they feeling how I'm fresh as fuck. Stunting on these halls, Scully in the Lexus truck. Money all around me, and every single town we in. We up in no president, we letting no mommies in. Black superhero prime, sneaker C's, ACG. And our own sauces, what the mother of your baby be. Grew up in these crazy streets. Music kept a nigga sane, they was on that dumb shit. Fuck who got the sticky chain, I'm fine on the liquor chain. Armadale of Smirnoff, flip a nigga lid like I popped the bear. And never ever will I fall off. Stay on, knock it a year, knocking them bras off. Yeah, we big chillin' in the Waldorf. That crowd blow our back out like the start off. I'm getting money night, I'm getting money night. Making dollar tracks, nigga, I'm the money train. They don't get it like I do, they don't spend it like I do. Your wife be at my crib, cause you don't hit it like I do. Yo, why you wanna ask me questions? Why you wanna inquire? You working with police, snitch niggas been wired. Me don't want a friend in blood clot and fama. Let some niggas find out. Ha, pop, the llama, hammer time, black, blammer time. Niggas are blam the nine, but everybody in this world bar, hammer style. We don't reject a jerk, we just reject you jerk. Put the burner to him now, take your fucking neck to jerk. You don't know that Texas work, you don't know them LA streets. You don't might protect you, but judo ain't never stop no heat. Nigga, I'm eating good, and you can keep it hood. If you wanna, I'm chilling up in the sauna with some dimes out of Lebanon. Getting my Aladdin on, fly it in Arabian rugs, putting your jasmine on. Nigga, I'll put you broke masses on. Chocolate brown fur, looking like a mastodon.
I'm getting money night, I'm getting money night. Making dollar tracks, nigga, I'm the money train. They don't get it like I do, they don't spend it like I do. Your wife be at my crib, cause you don't hit it like I do.
I'm getting money night, I'm getting money night.
Making dollar tracks, nigga, I'm the money train. They don't get it like I do, they don't spend it like I do. Your wife be at my crib, cause you don't hit it like I do.
$1,000 piece off this nigga bitch won't. Think this shit about to give a nigga a crumbling tunnel or some shit, you know? I mean, for real though, like, what the fuck is y'all niggas doing with y'all body? I'm getting money, nigga, real if it's rain, hail, snow, blizzard, fucking tornado.
Shoot yourself right now. Your life is worth it. school and blow your fucking brains out.
I just kind of want to, like, exercise on this shit real quick. It's gritty like music in the building, man. It's like my nigga Cannon said, B, we so like 28th century. You niggas is very 19th century. Dark ages. Check me out, yo. I make you uncomfortable. Have my niggas looking at you like, hey, yo, who man is that? And someone end up snuffing you. Man, this shit is nothing, Duke. I snatch a magic carpet right from under you and break a fucking tooth, sucker punching you. All my niggas eating, yeah, my whole team munching, dude. Got your baby mama at the crib in a fucking tooth. I am Pro Dillinger, so tell me who the fuck is you. My life is like a movie reel and every day is something new. I got all my thunder shades. I don't even see you, ho. Dinner with them classy women coming on them skeezer, ho. So them girls leave me alone, but I can't leave the streets alone. Ain't nobody watching nothing, I can't leave the beef alone. I can't leave the Hennessy, the pussy, and the weed alone. You niggas can't leave the cops and the DTs alone. Money is the motive, but respect is what I'm in it for. Yeah, I got that butcher flow, every time I spit it, bro.
I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta lose nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta lose nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. I'm leaping over any opposition that's in front of me. Griffin on the baseline, Rose on the first step. Nigga, I'm Larry Bird and Magic when they first met. Good like a blowjob, great like a Biggie, nigga. Thuggin' like I'm Tupac, living like a gritty nigga. Niggas got no luck, I'm Dirk on the poster. Shaq on the low block and Starks on the poster. A veteran, a soldier, a gentleman, an animal. Blood on my hands, a nigga savage like a cannibal. Brutal like a beatdown, rugged like a legionnaire, frontin' like a nigga, super thug, but all I see is fear. I don't even wanna know, fuck your nigga's resume. I don't even care, plus I'm nicer than you anyway. I don't even wanna know, fuck your nigga's resume. I don't even care, plus I'm nicer than you anyway. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta prove nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. I ain't gonna stop nothing, I ain't gonna lose nothing. I done did it all, homie, I ain't gotta prove nothing. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23. Kobe with the number 8, Jordan with the 23.
That's right, nigga. That's right, nigga. I'm like fucking Kobe in his prime, man. Jordan when he had on that 23. I'm motherfucking Shaq on the Lakers, nigga. I'm fucking Karl Malone on the fucking Utah Jazz, nigga, with Stockton throwing in the alley-oops.
This is nothing. This is what we do. Go DJ J-Boss, Amy Miller, OMG. This how we get there halfway through. I ain't got to say much. And y'all know I love to talk, man. But I ain't got to talk now. Amy Miller doing all the talking. Y'all hear what she's saying? Get real, nigga. Pow.
What up, it's your boy Slim Thug, boss of the South.
It's Amy Miller, more of a madam than anything.
I'm straight up out of H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? We about to do this shit real big.
Big, big.
Chill, shake some, shake some. Come get down with the bout, down with the bout. What up?
A peak game, peak game.
What up? Shake some. Come get down with the bout, down with the
bout. What up? A peak game. I ain't down on the dollar, baby. I don't make change. Tell me that I ain't tripping. Is this what I'm hearing? You ain't the only one around these parts with paint dripping. You can do the same pippin' with the same women in that category, but yo, I ain't in it. I'm more of a madam than anything. Ain't got a conscience. Shit, I don't feel anything. More of a madam than anything. Ain't got a conscience. Shit, I don't feel anything. More of a madam than anything. Ain't got a shit, I don't feel anything. Let's turn up the heat and see if we can get a certain amount. At the end of the week, we don't speak, we just count. Hey, Miller, how
I do, get the loot and be out. Chill, it ain't no secret, money what we bout. Most bottles to the section, that's what we shout. I got a way of making moves, shit, trust me, dog. Ain't gotta open my legs, I just open the shed and let them chicken heads out. That's enough said. You can't roll with me if you ain't got enough bread. Miller and Thugger, come on now, take a number.
Take a number. Shake, 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 come get down with the bounce.
A peak game, a peak game, I ain't a time, I'm a dollar, baby, I don't make it.
Shake some, baby, try to break some. Come break get down some, with the bounce, then you might just make some. Make some cash in ya. I'm not a pimp, honey, but I got some ideas how me and you can get money. It's sort of like a job, you just stand right there. It's sort of like a job, you just stand right there. It's sort of like a job, you just stand right there. And you're the minute skirt with your long weave hair. Don't get mad with me and style, that's normal behavior. Don't get in the car with him and give a favor for a favor. If he ain't up, I save ya. I got your back.
I got your back, girl.
You getting paper, I got your back, girl. Never mind what your friends say, I don't think you a freak. And as long as your man love you, it should all be sweet. And if you giving up the nappy, it's what's making me happy. Then that's what you gotta do if you trying to trap me, right? Take my advice in this relationship for last. Me and my boo together forever, getting cash on big pimp. Shake some, shake, shake, shake some. Come get down with the bout, down, down with the bout.
A peak game, a peak game. Dollar, baby, I don't make change. It's not cause I'm a dime, I'm not a quarter, I'm a dollar. A dime is a chick jam packed with look. The quarter means a dime, read a couple of books. But that is some street sense, she can lead a street shit. It'll take about 10 of you to equal to me. You might make a quick fuck, but I make a good fuck. It'll take about 10 of you to equal to me. You might make a quick fuck, but I make a good fuck. Take about 10 of you to equal to me. You might make a quick fuck, but I make a good fuck. Take about 10 of you to equal to me. You might make a quick fuck, but I make a good fuck. I stay with them goopy ass dudes running up day. Give me the dough, but don't get to touch.
Also with some Amy Miller, Brooklyn Black, Ebb in the building.
What up?
What up, what up? So we talking that's right now. Like I said, if it was Kyler Murray and me and Ebb, we unanimous, we would have walked away from the money. You know, the ethics and the fact that you gotta look yourself in the face every morning after you doing this, that weighs more of a that has more of an effect of any dollar amount. All right, so of course, anyone getting into any type of field, you know, you gotta remember that to just, you know, hold true to your virtues, because once those are gone, ain't no coming back from it. 347-857-4302. We're here. We're chilling early on a Thursday night. You know, normally we rock Friday nights, but schedule conflict, I had to move the show tonight. So we here, we doing it. So, Ab, did you get a chance to run through the papers yet or not?
Of course I had a chance to run through the paper fund, but that's not the point.
What's the point?
The point is, do I feel like telling you who they asked me this week? Well, Governor Cuomo definitely for failing to reach an agreement with Local 371. And laying off, if I'm correct, they're sending out 2,800 layoff notices for the state. That's just to start. One of the agreements that they wanted the union to concede to was, and the new contract actually is 5 years. One of the agreements they wanted the union to concede to was over the next 5 years that for the first 2 years to get no raise whatsoever, on the third year to get a 2% raise, on the fourth year to get another 2% raise, and on the fifth year to get possibly, if they have the money, a 1% raise. Now, the only problem I have with this is, you know, everybody is everything is going up, but people's paychecks is not. That's why we got people now, this Occupy Wall Street thing. Shout out to everybody down there in their sleeping bag and their cardboard box sleeping outside of Gracie Mansion protesting Wall Street right now. As we speak, thank you guys for doing that because I couldn't at this point in time. So thank you for being out there. But shit is hectic and people are starving. People are hungry and the reason why it's really starting to get people riled up because I mean right now to black people, minorities, we're like, what recession? We've always managed to make do with next to nothing anyway, so this shit y'all going through, you know, you have all these people that have gone from making six figures to being on food stamps and eating Uber's and noodles at least twice a day. So, I mean, to them, this is horrendous. This is the end of life, the way they know it. To us, it's like, yeah, this is some, you know, this is our usual normal shit. But now that it's really starting to affect those type of people, the people that are still paying off college loans because they went to school and they got these degrees, and now those degrees aren't worth much more than the paper that they're printed on now, all this little shit is going down. So I definitely want to say shout out to them. And boo to the governor. I mean, you could have found another way to close the gap or reach some type of agreement without adding to the already high unemployment rate because I think we're at 9.4, if I'm correct, 9.4. I'm going to have to check that out again because I wasn't prepared to discuss that today. But I believe that the unemployment rate right now in the U.S. is holding at 9.4, the highest it's been since maybe the 80s. So shit is crazy right now. It really is. And for you to lay people off, you know, come on, Cuomo. You know, and almost 4,000 people you're trying to lay off? 4,000, really? Really? And the union, you know, I gotta say, the union is fucked up just as well. And also over there at I'm trying to remember the exact name for the city agency, but over there at for you 911 workers, just recently they pulled some slick move shit and they told a couple of hundred of 911 workers, They went up to their jobs and told them, yo, as of today, you're fired. And they made people leave without giving them a chance to pack up their stuff and so on and so forth. They told them that they had 2 weeks left before they were being laid off. They could not return to their job site. And to add insult to injury, for the 2 weeks that they had remaining, they had to go to the union office or some shit like that so that they could get updated resumes and job preparedness skills and all this other bullshit. I mean, so that's your way of helping me. You laid me the fuck off out of nowhere, and your way to help me is to help me update my goddamn resume. It's a shame. Some of these people have had these jobs for the better of 25, 30 years, and really, how do you tell those people that they have to go out in the world now and be competitive with kids coming out of college with the influx of overseas students? How do you tell somebody that's already been in a job and established and in their late 40s, early 50s, that, yo, now you have to go out there and find a way to reinvent yourself and get another, you know, and get a job. And what's even worse is that it's going to be fucked up because they're going to probably hire these people back, but at one-third of the rate and the benefits that they were originally paying them. So, you know, whomever, and I know it's not, the responsibility doesn't fall on one person, but whomever the people, the persons are that are supposed to be working in conjunction with our president to get the ball rolling and help, you know, restart the, you know, jumpstart the economy here. You know, you're doing a bad job. Really. You're doing a poor job. Matter of fact, you should be fired because you're probably getting paid enough to pay the salary for 3 hospital workers, and we're not getting any results. And I don't know if it's, you know, you wonder how all of this shit just, like, how each little small thing, which seemed insignificant, really had a trickle-down effect and has created this big-ass snowball that is just fucking swallowing up every fucking body right now, son. Shit is hard. Shit is hectic. Anybody that laid anybody off this week, you need your ass beat. Hey, how about that?
Straight up, and also on a lighter note, just came across my desk, single men and women, preferably in the New York City area, well, if you're coming to New York City, there's a new dating show coming out, and they're starting taping in October.
Are you kidding
me? And straight up, and the past couple of weeks, there's been just one caller, and he's been calling looking for a date. So hopefully he's all on the line tonight. But pretty much all you got to do is send an email at casting.theblock, that's T-H-A, block, B-L-O-C-K-N-Y-C, at gmail.com. And they'll get back to you with all the details and everything like that. And, hey, it's a free date if you're single and you want to do that and go for gusto and, you know, you got that pride and that thick skin to be on TV and all that. Knock yourself out. Go do the damn thing. All right? Did you have something to say about that?
Yeah, you know, the internet has made everybody so lazy about trying to find a date now, and people really believe that they listen to that online shit that says 3 out of 5 relationships starts online or begins on a social network or some shit like that. I mean, get out. Get in the street. Get some fresh air. Meet some people face to face. I mean, damn, everything cannot be done online. I know we buy, you know, all our household needs and goods and products and electronics and clothes and sometimes food, all types of shit online. I mean, we can check everything online, pay our bills online. So what can we not do online, basically? But, I mean, come on, y'all. And all this dating shit. Yeah, I was on Facebook, and every time I get up there on the side, this shit comes up about looking for a date or a single black man or single black woman looking for a black. Get the fuck out of here, yo. If you just want to find each other,
not to cut you off, we'll get back to him, but we got to pay some bills. 347-857-4302. Get back at us. We'll be right back. It's pre-game radio. Brooklyn Black, Ed in the building. Call us up.
Hit me on the side. Come meet me in the conference room real quick, son.
What you want to do? Okay. Done with my makeup and dot 5 minutes of security, you here for for a dollar, you anything. Go ahead, do your chivalry. Been a while since I let it do. Get me from my house, I be on that new shit ass. See it out. This is bad, but I'm feeling you in it's bad, baby, I don't care. You like how I walk my walk and I like your drive. Baby, put me in the sky and a place to die.
Show. So I was like, oh, yay, cool. So that's what happened.
So
After you got as far as you did, because actually my favorite Amy Miller battle was you versus Moo. after you know your run there, how much easier was it for you to gain access to artists for features, or because now that put your name out there on a different scale now, so was it easier for you to get collabs and to get features and things of that nature?
Yes, actually, it was a blessing. It was crazy because people was coming at me, you know, and a lot of the times, throughout the season, you know, when I was battling, I get calls here and there, but the Moon battle just set it over the top because it was the semifinals, and to be honest, a lot of people didn't think I could do what I did to him, and they were like, you know, that was crazy, yo, you should have won, and this and that, and, you know, I want to do some work with you, I want to show, you know, I'm calling from Chicago, California, you know, to Florida, like, it was just very great, like, the response, it was very easy, it was fabulous.
Okay, so as of right now, besides your music, who are you listening to?
You're not going to believe me, but I, right now, in my car, I just put in Don Omar. He's a reggaeton artist from Puerto Rico. I mean, I just love those beats. Like, they just give me, you know, they just give me breath. Like, I'm just like, I don't know what you're saying, uno, dos, tres, yada, 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 but I just love those beats. And then next to him, I got UGK, the old Pimpalation album, and I got T.I., Young Jeezy's Recession album, and to be honest, I still jam the Mariah Carey Emancipation of Mimi. I mean, this is weird, so it's just a combination of stuff.
Well, that also kind of like contributes to your whole style and everything like that, because you take them from so many different, you know, types of artists. So would you do like the reggaeton style track? Would you take it that direction?
Definitely, I've done one track already. It was like 2 years ago I did a reggaeton track, and it was a remix, but it got so popular. It even got on like the Spanish local radio station here in Houston, and we were performing it, and it just kind of got out of hand because I put a person on there who was Puerto Rican, you know, because I wanted some different flavor. But, you know, fame and success changes everything, so that person got a little greedy and started to try to, like, just do the song without me anyway. But I am working on another reggaeton track right now with the artist out of New York. That's kind of on the hush-hush. Like, I'm not going to just say too many details, but I love reggaeton, and it's definitely going down, and I'm going to speak as much Spanish as I can on this track.
All right, no doubt. 347-857-4302. Amy Miller's in the building, people. Shout out to everyone on the call, and, you know, if you guys want to speak to Amy, just hit one of your phone, your hand, and go about bringing you in. But until then, tell us about this Fever track you got with the Yin Yang Twins.
Oh, yeah, the Fever is crazy. You know, Fever, that song's been done a million times. Like, I've heard it. But the way they wanted to do it, it was just so, like, to me, it was just real, like, dance, like, south and swags out. So I heard the song, you know, shout out to them, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be good. So we shot a viral to that and did that song, and they loved it. They even did, like, a house remix to it, which, like, you know, those house techno people, they were like, yeah, they struck. And that song is crazy, though. Like, you know, that they are off the chain, too. Like, one of them, the one with the dreads, his energy is just phenomenal. And I'm just like, what? Like, wow. He is crazy. But, yeah, like, I love that track. That's one of my favorites.
So we're definitely going to get into it. Amy Miller, Yin Yang Twins, Fever on Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302. And we'll be right back, you heard?
Man, Mighty 7-9 the Black, Hard Body, man. You know what it is, man. Kicking it for my girl, Amy Miller, $1.99, the mixtape. She's super duper jamming, man. You know, turn it all the way up. Amy, man, don't hold back on these old assholes, man. Drop some of that heat, man. Drop some of that shit. All they ass is going down just like that, man. Y'all keep it locked down, $1.99, the mixtape. Follow me on Twitter, GallyKROTPI. Let's get it.
off thermometer.
Check my temperature. Where was the fever?
Give off thermometer.
Check my temperature. Where was the fever?
Give off thermometer.
Check my temperature.
I called the doctor and the doctor said, give her some headache medicine. You tired, girl? No. My freaky dicky mama feeds her down to do it all. And she loves coming in for checkups. From my shoulders down to her neck up. She know what she doing with it. She love to ride and throw it back. Yeehaw with the cowgirl hat.
What you know about that?
Let me hit it from the back. And pull in the hair and long stroke. Back in the ass like the 808. Go boom, boom, boom. Hot in the motherfucker sweating off in this room. Love when I give her a fever. But I'm always there and I'm down for you. But you see, I ain't going nowhere. I'ma hold you tighter.
Ain't you know yesterday? Put it down on me, I'm blown away. Broke in a sweat, whole body wet. You danger, you are not a threat. Baby got that flame. I'ma set fire when you yell my name. Upside down like a bet, swing with a bet, then I melt down.
We were feeling it, but over there they were like, yeah, this is jamming right here.
So it just, you know, it just all happened to come together, you know. Same people we were dealing with, same label. So it's pretty simple.
Okay, okay. So is there anyone over that's out there now or probably in the future, not even right now, that you're looking to do a collab with?
Yes. Okay. This is crazy, too, because I just found out that she's on the Don Amore album I was just telling you about. But do you know Miri Ben-Ari?
Yeah, with the violin.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love that lady. Like, her freaking – I love the violin. I love classical music mixed in with hip-hop. Like, The Overnight Celebrity by Kanye and Twist is one of my favorite songs ever just because of the violin. Like, I really want to work with her because I know that would just be crazy. I want to work with Kanye West really badly. I would love to do a song with Eve. Like, I probably wouldn't even be able to complete the collaboration because I'd just be like, Eve, I love you. You just don't know. Like, I want you to know. Like, yeah, just, you know, people like that, like, you know, that I look up to, their styles are just so great.
Okay. So let's get into a call. We had a caller on air at 1167. You're live on Free Game Radio with Brooklyn Black, Amy Miller in the building.
Yo, what's up, Amy? How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm cooling right now. I'm just tuning into one of the livest radio shows online right now, Free Game Radio. Shout out to the big homie Brooklyn Black, doing what he does,
okay,
putting on for artists out there. Yeah, for sure. I haven't heard of you, but I got a chance to hear about you real quick, and I heard one of your songs just now. How you doing your thing? That's what's up.
Yeah, thank you. I'm working hard.
How long you been doing this music thing?
I've been doing this music thing for like 9 years, 9-10 years.
Oh, all right, that's what's up. So, like, who were some of the people that inspired you?
We went over all of that.
Can I get a quick answer? I'm not going to take too much time. I just want to know
quick
real
answer.
Quick.
Quick answer, Eve, Common, Kanye West, UGK, Alicia Keys. Pretty much those people that influenced me. Mariah Carey, even if you can believe that.
All right, that's what's up. Shout out to you. Keep doing what you do. And what I'm going to do is, being that you already answered my questions, I'm going to just follow you on Twitter for further information.
Okay, I appreciate that so much. And thank you for,
not a problem,
you know, checking me out.
Brooklyn Black.
No, what's good, dude?
I got somebody in the building that want to say something real quick. Hold on.
Just maybe if you want to call in and say hi. What's good?
Lady Steele.
Oh, Steele's in the building.
Yes, Lady Steele is in the building. I told you I was going to... Yes, and Ava, who's going to go and get some Wendy's. However, I told you I was going to say some love.
Oh,
who's the featured artist tonight?
Our featured artist is none other than Amy Miller.
Amy
That's
Miller?
That's who we got in the building. Yes.
Okay, hello, Amy. Is Amy here?
Hi, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you doing? I just only heard the tail end of your song.
Oh. Well, we're going to play some more.
Huh?
I got more.
We're going to play some more.
Okay, well, definitely. Let Black run it back or play another track, and definitely I will... Not to spare any words in my critique, and he knows this.
Okay.
Like I said, I got y'all. You know, you guys want more Amy tracks? I got more Amy tracks. Matter of fact, we're gonna get into one right now. That Team Fresh. What's that one on? Even though I kind of got an idea of it, but who produced that? Where the idea come from?
Shout out to my producer Elixir down here in Houston. He's actually from New York though, but That Team Fresh is just like really talking a bunch of smack. I mean, if your favorite moon battle was, you know, like the one that I did, well, your favorite battle of me was the one versus moon, like the very opening lines is what I told, something that I told to him in the battle. And so just talking smack, he's just like, yeah, I'm the ish, you know, I know it, I'm fly. It's one of them swagged out songs that you can just be like, you know, talking about yourself, which is fun sometimes because some people need to hear that because they think maybe you're too nice or, you know, they're going to push you over or whatever. But you know your value. And then Team Fresh is like, yeah, I'm Team Fresh. Brushing off the shoulders like that. It's fly.
I know that. So here it is, Fresh for y'all. For all those who need some Amy Miller education, check it out. 15 Fresh, 347-857-4302. And we'll be right back.
Elixir. Whoa, whoa.
Doing a song, do you write first and then choose the music? Do you hear the music and write around that? Or is it a combination of the two? And how often, you know, how would you let someone else come in? How often do you let someone else come in and say, maybe you should try like this or maybe you should try like that?
Well, first of all, it's all about the music. Like, I'm a music fanatic. I need music to survive. So I'm on the elevator. I want to hear the elevator music. So once I hear the track, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'll start freestyling to it a little bit, just, you know, just to mess around, just to see what range, how I want to go. Do I want to go at it hard, soft, fast, or slow? This sounds so bad. But anyway, you know, that's what I do first. And then I get to writing. Like, I started by writing poetry, so I get to writing. And if you're in the studio with me, you know, which is, you know, I usually have closed studio sessions, but if you're in there, you're a special person, like you're a producer or you're a writer, you know, you're something like that. And if you tell me, Amy, I think that's hot, but I think you should say this, I'm going to do it. Like, I don't do any of that ego tripping. Like, I just want to make a great product that everyone likes. And if you tell me that sounds hot, I'm going to give it some thought. If I don't think it's hot, you know, I'm going to be like, no, because this and this and this. Like, I'm just not going to shut you down just because, you know what I'm saying? I'm very open. Like, I love, like, a group effort because the team is the one who wins the championship, not one person.
I have another quick question. We asked you, Black asked you, who were your influences as far as musically speaking. Who are the people that you would not want to sound like? Who are the people that you hear and you go like, nah, I'm going to turn the station, or nah, I don't want to hear that, or fast forward?
Well, it's a couple people. You know, I don't just want to put nobody on blast, but
it's not about putting nobody on blast, but it's your particular musical taste.
Well, okay.
If we can ask
you
who you like, we can ask you who you not particularly fond
of, too. Look, I respect all the people that's in the industry right now doing their thing because obviously their work ethic got them to where they are, but I don't want to sound like Trina. As far as, you know, that's Trina's lane. Trina is Trina. She's a brand. I never want to sound like her. You know,
right.
I love her. I got respect for her, but I never want to sound like Trina just because I like Lil' Kemp. How about that one? And
right.
so,
right.
you know, if you're going to give me some provocative.
Well, those are two distinct styles, so I can understand that.
If you're going to give me some provocative lyrics objectifying females, I'd rather hear Lil' Kim do it all day. I don't want to sound like Trina because it's just, you know, it's just like, it's just not what I'm feeling. Like, I bump some of her songs, but that's one person I don't want to sound like. And, you know, yeah, just like that. And there's some other rappers that I'm like, huh, what the F? But they're up and coming, so I shouldn't even bring them up. But that's just one person.
Okay. All right.
Now, we got a couple callers on deck. I'm bringing the first one. The last four digits are 4845. You're live on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black, Evan, Amy Miller. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Sight from Patterson, New Jersey.
What's good,
Sight? Hey.
Hey, what's up, love? It's been a long time waiting on this phone, but it was worth it. I like your swag, Amy, first off. I want to say I like what you do. I like what you're about. I like how you carry yourself, the way you speak, the way you write. And you definitely got a story behind your life. I hear you, you know. You definitely elevate me as a male artist, you know, as myself, trying to come out in the game, you know. And I'm proud of you as a Black woman, you know. You definitely said
thank you.
For the streets, you know. And I'm a long way. From half middle of the map, you know, from Patterson, New Jersey. I don't know if you ever heard about Patterson, but, you know, we do what we do out here. We make it happen. And we got niggas that's out here that's starving and striving, you know, and you motivate me.
Yeah.
I just want to say that, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, as for the last question I was asked to you, of you, like, who you want to sound like, I mean, you personally, you got your own swag. I really don't see you being compared to Trina. You know, I definitely, as far as you don't want to put people on blast, I was hoping you say Nicki Minaj. But,
in all reality, it wasn't about who would she like to sound like, because it's important for her to come out and carve her own niche and be her own person. They were asking her earlier, who did she like, whom was she influenced by, and we all have positive and negative influences. So that's what the question was: who's the negative influences? And she pretty much answered it real good. I'm not too much of a fan of Trina either.
You know, like you said, you got your own taste of your music. You know, some people got people who they like. I can't stand Nicki Minaj, you know what I mean? So,
well, you know what?
It's definitely, you know, that's just my opinion.
I like Nicki. I respect her. No, I don't want to sound like her because we're completely different people. I could never get on the track and just do some of the things she does. We're completely different. But, you know, I do like her and I respect her, but... You know, I don't want to sound like anybody but myself.
Exactly. You know, but my whole point of that was just, you know, we need more, you know, female artists like you coming out in the game. You know what I mean? To give it a different look. You know, like originality. You know, get off all that crazy shit just to try to make it. You know what I mean? Like, you got that swag already. You feel me? Like, you know. So that's how I feel personally. You know. But it's a blessing
that.
To, you know, get to speak to you. I followed you on 106 and Park. You did your thing. You know, you got it hands up. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for being into me. I appreciate that because you could be into anybody in the world. But it's me. So.
you got it. And I'm going to keep on supporting you.
Thank you so much.
No doubt, man. Yo, so listen now. If anything, hit us up on Twitter. Pregame_radio. We'll get your info. We'll try to get your music up on here, too.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt, man. You guys have a blessed night, all right?
All right, you too.
All right.
Peace. So, Amy, like, wow, like, for someone, even a male, like, to come here and be like, you know, you inspire me, you motivate me, how does that make you feel? How does that really put the fuel to your fire? Does that just, you know, put you up there and be like, now you got to do more stuff? You just real humble with it.
I'm real humble with it. It makes me feel real humble because it just shows me that there's dudes out there that can respect a female artist for her craft and not just be like, oh, she's just another female rapper. Because truth be told, we were inspired by them. So when it's the other way around, that just shows that it's, you know, there's growth and progress and what you're doing is good. If you can take a male artist and he could be like, yeah, you're doing your thing, instead of just saying that's another chick. You know, why she ain't rapping about sex? I appreciate that. And guys like him, I love it. I love it. Like, it just shows that, you know, a lot of guys sometimes can be a certain way when it comes to female rappers. And I just, you know, I love that right there. And it makes me feel good. Makes me feel like I've been doing something right.
Well, that's definitely the case. And we got on, like I said, we got more tracks. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Press one on your keypad. You want to say what's up to Amy Miller? Get some questions. She's rocking it, you know, and it's a real good thing, and we're real glad to have her. And big shout out to your whole promo team, your publicists, everybody, because we've all stayed on page one, and I really dig that. That shows professionalism side of it, so it's all well and good. Tell us about. Let's see. I got like so many to go through. Looking at me. What's that one about?
Looking at me. Looking at Me is another one, like Dentine Fresh, just a little bit different. Looking at Me is just all about, hey, they're staring at me, they're talking about me. It's because I'm doing my thing, I'm getting money, you know what I mean? And then for me, it's just like, okay, everybody's staring. I don't know why this girl is staring. I don't know why this dude's staring, but it's just like, you know, it's just like a big spectacle. Like, you're doing your thing, and no matter what, when you're doing your thing, people are going to look at you and talk about you. But in this form, it's like more of a stunting thing. Like, you out and about, or you're in the club, and nowadays you're on Twitter, and they're just mentioning you out the blue. I mean, you listen to the song, you get, like, a much better idea.
Okay, so we're going to get into it. Sam, you know that she is shit, and we're rocking on Free Game Radio. Hit us up, 347-857-4302.
She know that she is shit, Sam.
But I'm just saying, you know, if you want to make it, you have to be fearless and you have to go boldly before the throne and take it. And years from now, when I'm not making music, I will be in movies. Like, that is a plus because I've always taken acting classes as a child and theater arts in high school and all that. And, you know, it's a natural gift to me, and so that's what I'll be doing. So then they'll be like, yeah, Amy is fearless and bold, and you'll see in the type of movies that I'm going to want to play in. Because I'm going to want a certain image in the movie world, too. And so I want to be badass.
Okay, so fearless, so you're looking to get into acting and everything else. What about producing? Like, do
you
produce any own?
Right, I see that. Okay.
Don't want to be what?
Do you produce your own stuff?
Oh, definitely. I want to be the director. You know, I want to, like, okay. Look, I have these dreams. They're very crazy. They're very detailed. I can tell you times, numbers, and dates inside of the dream. My dreams are so crazy that I want to start writing them down because they could be movies. And, you know, I've written poetry, I've written stories. Like, I'm a really good writer. Like, you know, I should have taken journalism or something. But, you know, I definitely want to be behind the scenes as well, like, you know, Steven Spielberg or whoever. You know, I want God to put me in a position where I can show every single talent that he has given me and bring it out and help others and open the acting schools for children so they can, especially down here in Texas, because entertainment business is not that big down here. And I want to give other children and young people the chance to grow up, you know, in an environment that complements their dreams, where before they got to leave family and friends and move to L.A. or New York. You know, we should be able to do it down here because, to be honest with you, I had an opportunity to move to New York on a scholarship when I was 17 to the School for Television and Film, and I had a scholarship. I just had to care a little bit. But I was scared. I'm 17 years old, and it's New York, you know. But if we have that in Houston, it'd be going down. So that's my dream, to open it up around the country, and I just want to be able to bless people with what God blessed me with.
Okay, and see, giving back, and that's the humbleness, and that's, like I said, that's what's up, because, you know, a lot of times you don't hear that. They, you know, they'll talk like, yeah, I want to get back. But once they come up on that, you know, once they get that come up, you never see them in that old hood again, unless there's
right.
a camera crew there, you know.
Right.
Or, you know, you'll hear them rep it or say whatever, but when was the last time they was over there? So for the fact that you want to do that, you want to keep it home and grow it from home first, definitely respect that.
Yeah.
I got pretty much the whole mixtape here on the switchboard, but pick me up. What's that one? Because it seems like, because I actually went into it a little bit earlier, it seems like a totally different direction from what we've played already from you. What was
yeah.
the whole premise behind that one?
Pick Me Up, it's very different. Like I was saying earlier, you know, my mother, she teaches etiquette and manners. So she, me being a rapper, that wasn't like something that just sent her throwing confetti in the air. But I still keep to my roots. And me and Pick Me Up is just me telling the dude, hey, you know, I have my own car. I want you to be aware of that. But for our first date, I want you to pick me up. Why? Because it'll show that you have chivalry. It'll show your effort. It'll show that, you know, you're being a gentleman. And I want to see that before we go any further. So can you pick me up? And I don't care where you live. It just shows chivalry. And, you know, that's something that, you know, that was instilled in me to, you know, date a guy or whatever who has class and manners and is not going to embarrass you at a restaurant. So anyway, Pick Me Up is just like, pick me up. Hey, you know, I got my own ride, but I want you to pick me up. Can you do that? And it's simple. I'm not asking you for your check. Like, the rest of these, like, some of these female rappers would be like, yeah, give me all your money. No. You know, we can go to freaking Taco Cabana, even though I don't like that place. But my whole point is that I want you to pick me up.
Okay, so we're going to get into it. Pick Me Up. Amy Miller in the building, 347-857-4302. Shout out to the call-outs who are here just to show support, the pregame ready show support to Amy Miller it's a big thing. So shout out to everybody there. Shout out to everyone in the chat room. Big shout out to 4U Radio, who's on
yes.
the check-in with us. Here showing love to Amy. And we'll be right back. Pick me up on Pre-Game Radio. You can always hear it, definitely if you go through the way, however you came upon us tonight, you know, we'll definitely always keep you posted. You can follow the show on Twitter, pregame_radio, or pregame_radio on Facebook. We'll definitely keep you up to date and up to speed on when we're broadcasting, who we're having on, and things like that. But you'll always check us out for Amy Miller music, definitely.
Oh, okay, because I like her. I heard on 106 in part, and I had started looking up her music and stuff. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'll be sure, like, that'll be number one on my to-do list to get with my people and to put some more music on Mixer. Okay.
All right, bye. That's thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Amy, I have a question about your 106 in Park experience, because I stopped watching BET years ago. So, and it's been quite a while since I've actually had a chance to enjoy a Freestyle Friday. So what I want to know is, what was your experience like? Can you tell us what is it that people don't see on camera? What is it like off camera? How do they prep you guys? Is it a warm and friendly atmosphere? I mean, do they really encourage you to, you know, go out there and give your best and come back? And do they help you? Like, do they help those people that get out there and may not be able to get a contract or may not get a producer? What is BET, how does BET really treat the artists there that come through for Freestyle Friday? And
BET,
how are you treated?
That's such a great question. BET is great. BET is a television network with millions of viewers. They encourage the hell out of you to go out there and do your thing. They don't care who wins. They want both of you to do good. They say, look, you don't know who's watching. We got an audience watching. You're going to go out there and put your name out there. Don't make a fool of yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, me personally, I don't believe in public embarrassment. I don't think it's cool to just go on TV and be like, hey, y'all, I was on TV. No, I want to go on TV and leave an impression and possibly get a deal and, you know, get something going for myself. So, you know, the environment is like they have their studio audience. They bring them in. It's a bunch of young kids. Everybody's like crunk and crazy. You know, and the hype man is on like 4 Red Bulls, literally, because I asked him. And it's just so much going on around you. But you, personally, you are there to battle. So you have to stay in your zone. And I've seen, like, it's probably about 2 freestyle rappers came up there. They just got so caught up in all the hype that they got up there and they sucked balls.
Right.
If you can excuse my language. And, you know, me, every time I was up there, to be honest with you, I was on edge because I wanted to do good. And this is TV. If you mess up, it's nothing you can do. It's not a radio show. It's not a studio session. This is TV. So if you mess up, that's you, you know. So
right.
I always went up there in my zone. And the only one battle that I can honestly say I was freaking, like, I was obsessive about it. I was obsessive about winning was the G-Baby win, the rematch. And it's because the first time I had ever battled her, she won. And she won because I was not in my zone. I had just had a major death in my family days before that. And I didn't care about none of that stuff. But I was encouraged by family and friends to, Amy, stay strong. Keep going. Go out there, do your battle, because your brother was looking forward to seeing you on TV. Like, these are the things that we know. So I went out there, but my heart wasn't in it. So if you're going to go out there and do something, you need to make sure your heart's in it. Don't get distracted. And, you know, like the last time I was in the studio audience, a lot of the fans, they were talking to me, you know, and they were just, like, asking me questions. And I was, and by the grace of God, I have the ability to focus and another side of me answer questions. Because I was just trying to stay focused. I had to win that match because she had beat me before, and I felt like she had beat me in life just because I had just lost someone, and I went up there anyway. And so I knew I had to beat her. It was like Houston versus Austin. She was the number one seed. I was the number 8 seed. To beat her would mean everything to me at that moment. And I was just so focused on that. Even when they said I won, I didn't even crack a smile because my adrenaline was so, it became like obsessive. Like, I was just like, man, I have to beat her. I have to beat her. I don't care what I say. I don't care how I tear her down, what I say about her. She can hate me for life, but I have to win this one for myself and for Houston.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's just a lot of pressure, you know. For some people, it's not pressure because they just want to be on TV and that's it for
right.
them.
Right.
But for me,
right.
it's just pride, it's respect, it's moving forward, progress, all of the above. And I'm thinking all that stuff while those cameras are on me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I was wondering, I mean, you know, we always see, you know, you can't always take everything for face value. And I always wondered just how did they treat the artists, you know, that were up there on the show. I mean, was it all smiles and, you know, shits and giggles on camera, but then behind the scenes it's like, yo, don't talk to me, don't look at me, you know, get out there, do your thing, go in your dressing room. You know, I was always wondering about the atmosphere because that has a lot to do with how you go out and perform as well. If you're not being treated good or you're not in a environment that you feel comfortable in, that just makes it even harder, I think, to get out there and do your best and be able to perform.
You're completely right. And you know what? A lot of the artists that was on 106 and Park, they live in the tri-state area. So they brought
right.
all their people with them and their friends. Me,
mm-hmm.
I have my manager with me and probably one other business associate all the way from Texas. We don't have all these people in the building, but guess what? It worked to our advantage because when your friends are up there and just hanging out with you, they're distracting you and they're, you know, being silly and
right.
looking around like, ooh, we're on 106 and Park, you know. So, you know, I think the fact that it was very few people with me helped me. They being in the dressing room would have been better, but that will come later. You're on Freestyle Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You're battling. You need to be able to sit in the crowd, sit in the audience, watch all this excitement, and still get up there and tear somebody down. Like, I think it's all an emotional, mental thing, and it drove me crazy a little bit. I will not lie
right.
to you, but
mm-hmm.
I did it. And
okay.
I'm just thankful
that's
that I had the strength.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to. You're definitely gonna make me go back and hit up YouTube and check out a couple of episodes of the show. I just got to a point I was really disenfranchised with BET because it seems like they weren't putting out any shows that were of substance to me. So it's like, why am I even watching? You know,
mm-hmm.
when you turn on channels that's geared toward your demographic, you know, you expect to see certain things and you would expect them to take a stand on certain things that are not conducive to how our image is portrayed out there. So I'm definitely going to have to check you out. I'm definitely going to give them another chance and see what's going on. And I'm on your Facebook page. Do you dance, Amy? Were you a dancer as well?
I did ballet.
Okay.
Ballet, jazz, and tap. But
all right, we got another caller. Another caller wants to get on air. Last four digits is 6194. You're live on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black, Evan Amy Miller. Who's this?
This Keedra. One of Amy Miller fans. I'm just calling in and speak.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for calling in.
Anytime, I really do appreciate it. So how your music going?
My music's going very good. I'm working very hard, and I'm hitting all lanes that I can hit just to cater to everyone in the world. You can't please everybody, but I'm one of those people that's trying. So, you know, just constantly working in the studio, keeping myself busy, and I appreciate the support. I appreciate the support from you. I really do. Like, all that stuff runs through my mind when I'm writing and when I'm doing my thing because I know I have people that's looking like, she better put it down. So I thank you so much for even being a fan of me.
I really do appreciate it. Yeah, I do, because when I saw you on 106 and Park, I didn't mean to say this on the radio. I mean, going ham. I mean, you were going in. I said, I'm going to support her off the rip.
Thank you. I had to. Like, if you was there, I'm sure you would have done the same thing. You got to do it. You want to advance, you know, you want to make it and leave a good impression, you got to go ham. And girl or boy, I just knew I had to.
I was like, well, you damaged. When to me, in my eyes, you should have won against Moon. I mean, you were damaged, and then you stuck tongue flip.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people say that, too. And to be honest with you, like, right hand on the Bible, or is it your right hand high? I don't know. I've never testified. But anyway, I think that I should have won because he messed up so many times in the battle. Like, he just messed up. You just don't do that in the semifinals. But I appreciated the opportunity. And just because I didn't win that one, there was people out there like, yo, no, forget that. I'm going to be an Amy Miller fan because she should have won that one. And so, you know, that was my favorite battle too, honestly. Even though I didn't win that one and I should have, so it was backwards, that was my favorite battle too. I probably know all the lines from both of us, me and him.
Wow, I know, right?
DMX
wanna be, man, you should have had it.
Yeah, I love DMX too. That's why it was pissing me off, because I was like, you are stealing the style from this man who crafted his entire career. I mean, I am a DMX fan, and to me, he just insulted me by even trying to be like DMX. Like, what if I came out trying to sound like Nicki Minaj? How would you feel?
I know, right? Man, come on, man. I like DMX too. Then that was making me, man. He was trying to get loud like they trying to get loud like him, like a dog, but he really can't. Man, come on, man. What they do that is?
You're right. Yeah.
Oh, you're on pregame radio. But I got one more Amy Miller track, and we gotta come back. You know, we gonna have to show up. Hopefully we get to leave something light. Tell us about You the Answer.
Oh, I love that song. You have that?
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, my God. Okay. You the Answer. Shout out to Congo Beats and my people down at ATL and L. I went down to ATL like probably 2 weeks ago, and, you know, I listened to 50 tracks. I was in the studio from probably 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., and I listened to 50 tracks, and I got to number 49, and I was like, okay, I got to number, like, 40, then I got to 49. One was real gutter, and I did that one at a later date. But this one, I was like, man, this is so freaking nice. Like, I want to do this, and I don't want to do a love song, though, because it's gay to me. I want to do a song about somebody you're talking to that you're really feeling. I don't want to be like, I love you, I'm in love, let's get married, like, ew. You know, I just wanted to do something that let the person know that I'm really feeling them. And we ain't even gotta say more than that. I love this song, and to be honest with you, we're still gonna do a remix to it. It's gonna be so hot that I cannot wait. Like, you know, I be dreaming about remixing this song because it's not done. Like, we did this one, but there's a remix coming to it with, I can't say, but someone else is going to feature on it, and it's just going to be dope. Like, I love this song. And shout out to my publicist, Carice. She loves this song, too. She's a sweetheart. And that is what it is. I do the Answer, produced by Congo Beats. It's fire.
And it's here on Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302. We'll be right back.
You the answer. You the answer. You ain't the answer.
Radio. You know, it's almost about that time. Amy Miller in the building. I definitely want to say thank you to your publishers and all those who helped make it possible, everybody with the distribution and everything. You know, of course, follow us on Twitter, Amy Miller. Please put your Twitter, your Facebook, everything out there so all those can get to your music and hear you.
Yes, definitely. I'm going to give a big shout-out to Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Brat. Appreciate you having me on the show. Shout-out to Much Power Management. Shout-out to Cruise Inc. Like, they, you know, they're just, like, phenomenal. Oh, my God. Shout-out to Carice. You know, you can hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/AmyMillerOMG. That's A-M-I Miller, O-M-G. Hit me up on YouTube, youtube.com/AmyMillerMusic. Hit me up on Facebook, Amy Miller, just A-M-I Miller. You can Google me. Shout-out to Homegirl about the mixer. We're going to get that so you can get the ringtones. I mean, we just don't want you to be happy. That's all.
Yes, and
Amy,
as
before
always,
you go, I have one more question. This is Ab. I have one more question I'd like to ask. You're approached one day by Lil Wayne and Young Money. You're approached by Diddy and Dirty Money. And you're approached by Rock with by Jay-Z for Live Nation, whatever. Who you leaving with? All three approach you. Who you leaving with?
You know what? You said Diddy, you said Jay, you said Lil Wayne. Okay. I have nothing personal. You know, my business decisions will have nothing to do with my personal. I love Eve. If Eve created a label right now and told me to sign to it, I'd love to, but it all comes down to the paperwork. And to be honest, we've been presented with some deals that weren't so good. And I'm going to leave with the people who are going to put me out there the most and be fair about it and not say, hey, I'm putting you out there, so pretty much I'm going to get 99 cents and you're going to get 1 cent. Like, I'm just, you know, we've been doing this. Me and my manager, we've been working together 4 or 5 years. We've had plenty of opportunities, but it comes down to your value. You know, you don't want to be a slave. You want to give music to the people. But if you're in a bad situation and a bad deal, you're going to be in a bad mood. And you're not going to give to the fans what they deserve. They don't know your deal situation. They don't know that you don't have money or you're not getting advances. They don't know all that. And they're not supposed to know that. So it's up to you as an artist to choose the right decision that's going to put you in the right place where you can still provide for your fans and not feel like, damn, I need to do this track right now because I'm in debt with my label and I got to get some money. No, you got to be happy. You got to be in a good situation. And I'm going to leave with the person who's going to be give me the best situation. I'm not going to get what I want on a silver platter, of course, but I'm going to leave with the best possible deal proposal that's best presented to us.
Okay.
All
right.
Now, it wouldn't be a party, it wouldn't be Pregame Radio if we didn't ask our artists to leave us something light. You know, just a little stamp on the show.
Okay.
Would you like to just go through the guidelines, because I made up these guidelines and everybody goes with it, so I just let her
handle
it.
I think that in all reality, the guidelines don't really apply to Amy because she has already proven herself to be on top with the freestyles. I mean, really, that's why she's here right now. So, right, the rules, it doesn't even apply, but I will tell you what we usually tell all of our up-and-coming underground artists that come through at the end of the show. We always ask them to drop a freestyle. We ask that they speak something current, you know, current event, something that's going on right now, because we do know that sometimes people, like politicians, like to have little prepared speeches and so on and so forth, you know, because they always want to come out on top or always want to sound good. But we usually ask that you just come straight from off the dome, and we already know that you do that. So like I said, the rule doesn't really apply to you, but whenever you're ready, you can go ahead.
Okay, do you have any instrumentals, or this has to be out?
No, it's just you. It's just you, babe.
All right, let's see. Channeling Ouch Girl. All right. Okay. I'm the last chick you should worry about your nigga around. The first chick you should worry about your chick around. Dollar, not a dime, need to up your value. I'm something you can't cover up like that tattoo. You see me coming at you. Don't do subliminal with the Brooklyn Black on the pregame radio. Dumb game, save the hoe. It ain't no Captain Save a hoe. And if I ain't go off of you, don't make me think you'll save your hoe. Yeah, I'm in the central time zone, in the middle of the club, trying to get my shine on the way to the top. Heaven's trying to hurt me. They gotta kill me softly. Conrad Murray. It's out, girl, so you know what I'm about. If you ain't speaking money, you can freaking shut your mouth. All the callers that call in, I love all y'all. Y'all can hit me on the Twitter. I'ma hit all y'all. I don't spit shit at all. I spit that realness. If you don't like me, I'm some you must deal with. And to the assistant host on the show, I think you a dollar for show. Just let them know the whole world's listening. The whole world give a shit. Amy Miller, ouch girl, dollar not a dime precedent. Bitch, you better get with the politics into the pregame, and now I'm finna be out of it. Ouch.
Amen. Thank you. That was fire right there. Thank you, Amy. Thank you. Thank you.
Big shout out to Amy Miller, Cruz Inc., her publicist, her whole team. Big shout out. Tune in to us Saturday. We won't have a show tomorrow, but we'll be back Saturday at 11 p.m. doing the same thing. And Amy, whenever you got new stuff, just hit us up and we're going to spin it. You already know that.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all so much. Really, from the heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate
for
you back. And of course, you guys know, please keep it safe. Keep it keep it right. Wrap your tool. Don't fall for the scam. Protect yourself. Don't drink and drive. All right, and we see you guys you know, Saturday night. We're going to do the damn thing, and we'll be here once again. Big shout-out, big thanks to Amy Miller holding it down, and we'll see you guys on Saturday. You guys have a good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.